The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
If President Obama is able to pull off this quiet, outrageous executive order without being challenged or stopped by the Immigration Department, then it will also be possible for him to ignore Congress totally and rule by executive order only. Kudos to you, Zoltan, for alerting us. Also, by breaking his promise to let the people scrutinize the enormous stimulus bill for 5 days before signing it himself, he has destroyed his credibility. The following is Obama's executive order. Subject: Hamas is coming to the USA on your money. This information, compiled by Dr. Paul L. Williams, was posted on Saturday, February 7, 2009, at 11:40 a.m. by New Media Journal. By executive order, President Barack Obama has ordered the expenditure of $20 million-plus in immigration assistance to the Palestinian refugees and conflict victims in Gaza. The presidential determination, which allows hundreds of thousands of Palestinians with ties to Hamas to resettle in the United States, was signed on January 27th and appeared in the Federal Register on February 4th. President Obama's decision, according to the Register, was necessitated by, quote, the urgent refugee and migration needs of the victims, unquote. I say, what about the urgent need of our poor and our veterans in our country, unquote. A few on Capitol Hill took note that the order provides a free ticket replete with housing and food allowances to individuals who have displayed their overwhelming support of the Islamic Resistance Movement, that is Hamas, in the parliamentary election of January 2006. The Charter for Hamas calls for the replacement of the nation of Israel with a Palestinian Islamic state. That means kill all of the Israelis and let the Palestinians move in. Since the formation in 1994, Hamas has been responsible for initiating hundreds of terrorist attacks in Israel, including the 2002 Passover suicide bombing. The leaders of the movement signed the World Islamic Statement of 1998, a document penned by Osama bin Laden, which declared war on America and Israel. President Obama's executive order is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, many with ties to radical Islam, to our shores, furthering a process that was inaugurated in 1995 by Senator Ted Kennedy. Is this bad karma? And the Sadar-Hart bill. Where is our president's head? Do we need those enemies in our midst? Those of you who voted for change and Barack Obama, look what you have done to inadvertently betray our country. Surely you did not expect this kind of change. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.